Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. Hear the word of the Lord. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of this, his holy word. Let us pray. Father God, open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up. And may what is said, heard, and understood this day be pleasing to you. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. I'm so busy, busy, dreadfully busy. You've no idea what I have to do. Busy, busy, shockingly busy, much, much too busy for you. So on Ash Wednesday, we talked about how we are busy. We want to cram stuff into our schedule because we want to get the achievements, the acknowledgments. We want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do. And how we, because we have such packed schedules, don't really have much time for God. So on Wednesday, last service, we talked about the prayer chair. So let me ask you, how is everybody doing with finding time to sit in your prayer chair during the day? I'll admit it's been kind of tough for me, but I'm going to continue to work on it because new habits take time to catch hold. So I encourage you to keep trying to get in your prayer chair every day. So today's scripture is a familiar one. Jesus is calling all people that are weary from carrying a heavy burden of guilt, sorrow, and sins around, and he promises that he will give them rest. Now, I think when Jesus says, I will give you rest, he is actually saying, I will rest you. Like a good shepherd tending his flock, sometimes the herd just needs to stop, to lay down, not be burdened with going somewhere, with grazing, or any other things that keep sheep busy. During this time, the sheep just be having nothing on their agenda. We in our busy lives don't really want to just stop and do things. I don't know about you, but when I'm resting, that's the time that Holly says, have you done this? Have you done that? That's a joke. You may laugh. But we ourselves, there are things to be done. There are places to visit. There are people to see. I'll deal with my all this guilt and sorrow and regrets and sins. I'll agree. I'll take care of that at another time. I don't have time right now. I'm busy. We don't recognize that we are simply piling these things up, and it causes our burdens to get bigger and bigger and bigger until finally we collapse. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, because we just cannot cope with things anymore. When Jesus, Jesus next in our scripture encourages us to take his yoke upon us and to learn from him. Learn how to labor his way, not our way. He tells us he is gentle and humble in heart, and we will find rest. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. So it would seem that carrying Christ's yoke will mean that our daily burdens will lighten and will become fewer in number. Right? Not necessarily. Some of us may be familiar with what a yoke looks like. It's a wooden brace that's placed over the neck of a pair of ox, and it allows those oxen to pull wagons, to pull plows, to remove rocks and trees. And horses have a similar kind of yoke made out of leather that they use to pull small wagons or for other things. And we're probably all familiar with the Budweiser Clydesdales. And they have a similar yoke to what you would see on an oxen. And then they take and they pull around a wagon. Now, there are even human forms of yokes that allow us to haul and to carry heavy loads. Now, what happens if a yoke doesn't properly fit the oxen, fit the horse, or fit the human? It's difficult. Whatever the job is, or the load is, it becomes difficult to handle. It becomes difficult to do. The burden is heavy, unwieldy, and it makes us tired. The tempo of the work is slowed down, and not much progress is actually made. Now, the yoke that Jesus promises us is one that is indeed well-fitting. Just like having a yoke that fits the oxen and makes their burden easier, the well-fitting yoke that Jesus offers helps make burdens in our lives easier to handle. The burden's still the same size, but we are better able to handle it. With Jesus' yoke, we find the right tempo to our lives. The right tempo to be able to get things done, to get what needs to get done, done. A well-fitting yoke means that we can get things done and completed comfortably and in less time. Because we're not fussing about how the yoke is pulling on us, is pinching. And doing things in less time means that we have time that we can use to rest, time to appreciate the things that are important. And we have to remember something. Each of us has our own individual right tempo, a right tempo to our lives. And we can't go around comparing our tempo to other people's tempo. Because, again, there's a right tempo for us. A well-fitting yoke will only allow us to handle a certain amount of the burden. And here is where we must turn to Jesus in order to make sure that we are not carrying more of a burden than we should. This is not just a matter of praying, Lord, how much burden should I carry? And expecting an answer. It is something that we need to think on, pray on, and figure out the size of the burden that we should take on. Now, Paul does tell us to bear one another's burdens. And that is a good thing, and we as Christians are supposed to help other people and in that way bear their burden. However, there are certain limitations, I think, to this. Because some people's burden is so large or so complicated that we, even though we follow Jesus, we are not capable of totally handling it. And we need to get that person to someone that is better equipped to carry that burden. So, how do we take and manage our burdens? What burdens do we need to take on, and which other ones should we perhaps stay away from? Well, I want to give you five things to help manage your burden. The first thing is you need to decide what your values and what your priorities are. It is so simple for us to fill up our calendars with lots of things. Sometimes, because we have a problem, simply saying, I'm sorry, no, I cannot do that. Sometimes we say yes when we should say no because we fear that we are going to miss out on things. If we don't have a clear understanding of what we value and what our priorities in life are, we add to our burdens things that we shouldn't. Do I really need to go to such and such event? Do I really care about it, so to speak? Is it something that is a priority to me? If it's not, then you should probably politely decline. Second thing is decluttering our environment. The more we physically have, the more time we need to manage it. We spend time organizing all of our stuff that we have because we have added something to a particular category of things, or we need to make room for more stuff in general. I couldn't help but think about George Carlin when he was talking about having a place for my stuff. Physically having things, while it can be nice, can really take up our time. And the question is, do we really need all of this stuff? Or can we donate it or do something with it? Having things that do not fit into what our values and priorities are robs us of time, of energy, and they add chaos to our lives. Number three, saying no to say yes to the simple pleasures that we enjoy. We talked about this. I mentioned about our how we don't want to say no for various reasons. Sometimes we just simply feel an obligation to say yes because we don't want to offend someone or we don't want to appear to be mean. However, if something does not fit into our values, our priorities that we have decided upon, we need to politely say, I'm sorry, no, I can't, and perhaps give a brief explanation why. Number four, slow down and practice gratitude. What is the one thing that drives us to keep our calendars full? We want to have more friends. We want to have more money. We want to have more things. We want to have more appreciation. We want to have more recognition. We want to be viewed as being valuable. And while that, to a certain extent, is a good thing, if that is what our priority is, then we are just missing out on so much. If you slow down a bit, if you stop and smell the roses, look at what we have now and be grateful for it. Have some thanks. Do you know what happens? We find that what we have is enough. We are satisfied. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. Aesop. If we are satisfied, if we are grateful for what we have and realize that we have enough, that changes our values. It changes our priorities. It frees up time for us. Lastly, embrace a gentler pace with slower living. If we slow down, if we have fewer possessions to care for and less calendar items that just don't fit into our values and to our priorities, we'll have more time to be present in this moment in our lives and have more time to live a satisfying life. More time to read a book, more time to take a walk or a hike. More time to spend with family and friends, and more time to do the things that God wants us to do for Him during our lifetimes. So I challenge us all to take some of our prayer chair time this week to think about what our values are and priorities in life, and to start making changes accordingly. Amen.